Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, assignment in Rio.
Operation Death Ray certainly got off to a flying start. But my mind was far, far away from any assignment that night at El Rocco Cabre. Who wouldn't be watching Faye Carelli throwing those lovely legs around as only a dancer who's part French, part Italian, and part pure siren can? Then there was the tall Nordic blonde. She came up to my table. She'd read in the newspaper that I was an ardent bird watcher, a collector of ancient weapons and novelty pipes. She had a 16th century crossbow. Was I interested? Yes. So she gave me her card. Helena, Old Wares. It was around 11 next morning when I called at her shop in Rua de Uvidor. The crossbow was in a box. Odd, I thought. I was very careful lifting the lid. Just as well. Next thing, a spring snaps, there's a big vase shattered, an ugly arrow quivering on the wall, and the blonde Helena flushed with anger.
Mr. Carson, you do not appear to realize that beautiful vase. It was valued at over 2,000 cruzeiros.
Pity.
All you say is pity.
So, better the vase than yon arrow disturbing the weave back and front of this suit I'm wearing, if you follow what I mean, Miss Helena.
You will call me Miss Jansen, if you please.
Please yourself. But quite a surprise packet you presented me with.
I know nothing about that.
Oh, tut, tut.
I will thank you not to question my word, Mr. Carson.
A trifle hard not to. But let's tug this arrow out of the wall. That's got it. 16th century vintage, all right. Now the sharpening on the barb, undoubtedly 20th century. Contemporary. As I said, quite a surprise packet.
And as I said, Mr. Carson, I know nothing about it.
Come, you must know something. How'd you come by this box of tricks?
I was merely acting as an agent.
Who for?
A woman.
Description?
I'm afraid I cannot oblige. The whole matter was arranged over the phone.
A voice. What about that?
Since we're to be so exasperatingly abrupt. Brazilian. Cultured.
That you're only dealing with her?
Yes. The box was to be delivered by carrier. A truck arrived shortly afterwards. Two men carried the box inside. They put it down where I asked them.
Very gently, no doubt.
I don't remember.
The men, what did they look like?
Just workmen. I'd never recognize them again.
Of course, you didn't open the box.
I did not.
Ask why?
Because, Mr. Carson, the woman expressly asked that the box should remain untouched and unopened until you arrived. She wanted that privilege to be left to you with your strong, experienced hands.
Strong, anyway. What about her address?
She didn't leave one.
Yeah? Odd, don't you think?
She explained she was acting on behalf of someone else. Someone who thought you would be interested in adding the crossbow to your collection. She left his address. I have it upstairs on my desk pad.
Must get that. But this other person, a man, you say?
Yes. The woman said that if by any chance you should happen to ask who he was...
If? Go on.
I was to say that he was formerly an aviator.
Aviator?
And that he'd served with the Air Forces of Germany.
So?
I must say, Mr. Carson, that now that I have overcome my resentment of your masterful attitude, I'm rather intrigued.
Intrigued, Miss Jansen? How?
Why should you be selected out as a target like this?
Business rival, perhaps?
But you're with a British meat importing firm.
What difference does that make? Ask him.
It's a well-ordered industry. Rarely associated with anything quite so... so sinister.
Well, then, perhaps someone's trying to test my knowledge of ancient weapons, or perhaps someone was merely hoping to shoot the pipe out of my mouth, or perhaps even the birds don't want me watching their habits, so they got together like this to warn me off.
Really, Mr. Carson, there's one thing I loathe a man being, and that is facetious.
Facetious, eh? Oh, well...
The point is, are you or are you not interested in buying this crossbow? The price asked is 800 cruzeiros. That, of course, includes my commission.
800? That's around £16 sterling. Fair price. Very fair. Take check?
Certainly.
Good. But while I'm writing it, that address.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carson. I'll slip straight upstairs and... Oh, excuse me a moment. Can I help you, madame?
No, thank you.
Then it is Monsieur Carson I wish to...
Fay!
Surprise?
Jove, yes. Pleasant surprises. But what brought you here?
I was being pursued.
You were?
If you'll pardon me, Mr. Carson, I'll get that address for you.
Oh, yes, thank you. Now for check.
Besides, I am not happy when I think of you with that one. I do not trust her. She is not open like I am. I am worried for you.
Ah, so you came to protect me.
In a way. But most of all, I come for you to protect me.
Of course, of course. You were being pursued.
By a man in log dress.
Dandies go for you, it seems. 800.
When you are the young girl, you think it is all soap and bubbles to have a good shape and pretty face. But what happens? All the time you are being pestered by the men. Oh, I am so weary of it.
Seems I am not considered any threat.
Oh, you are an Englishman. You have the, sense of balance.
Been known to overbalance, eh?
If that happen, I will look after you.
Oh, must try.
Here is the sheet from the desk pad, Mr. Carson. The address is on it.
Oh, thanks. What?
San Salvador Avenue. Not far out.
I intend going there right away. Looking over the place, at least. May I leave the deadly weapon here, meanwhile?
If you wish. And should anything further of interest turn up, shall I contact you?
Do.
Monsieur Bruce, we go.
Right away.
Mademoiselle Corelli, is it not?
What of it?
Forgive me for not recognizing you sooner, but clothes do make such a difference.
Oh!
I saw your dancing routine last night at El Rocco. I rather enjoyed it.
It is my purpose to entertain, is it not, Monsieur Bruce?
Seems so. Yes. What am I going to do with you, Fay?
You are taking me with you, of course, silly one. Come along.
I told Fay about the prearranged archery in the antique shop. Couldn't put her off. First she was aghast. Then she blamed Helena Jansen and threatened to do something to her that wouldn't exactly fit into her dancing act. But she forgot all about it once the taxi stopped outside the address Helena had given me. Joke?
Oui. It is so funny.
Mind letting a fellow in on it?
This place where we stop.
Imposing enough.
It is a hospital.
Hospital? Maybe they've started a new stunt for recruiting patients, then.
But a maternity hospital.
Oh.
So perhaps a little baby sent you the crossbow?
Wish it was. Yeah, but the address is obviously a blind. Let's forget the whole thing.
Oh, but who sent you the crossbow?
Say Father Christmas. Or, say Kris Kringle. Anyway, gorgeous, where do I drop you?
I adore the gorgeous. But the drop, oh.
City somewhere?
No, I stay with you.
But, Faye, I
have all the time free until I go to El Rocco to dance. And, Monsieur Bruce, last night, when you drive me to my place, you promised me something.
Say?
Oui. How often you forget. You tell me all about the beautiful pipes you bring with you.
Oh, yes, pipes. Not etchings, my dear. Well, we'll take a quick look at them, then lunch. How about that?
Adore it.
Right. Driver.
Zero.
El Presidente Hotel.
Zero.
Know it?
Zero.
We'll go to it. Now, Faye. This
what?
Here.
What is? Oh, a pipe?
So. One, at least, I can show you before we reach my suite.
It is divine. The colors, they are so glossy and bright.
Swiss.
Oh, from Switzerland?
So. Unusual pipe, this.
Most unusual.
I'll show you why, there. There's a little catch underneath the bowl. Listen.
A musical box? A musical box underneath a pipe?
Like it?
Oh, so beautiful.
Well, this is just one of the pipes with a musical box. A better one. Wait till we reach my suite at El Presidente. Here we are. Ample time to see the pipes, drink, then lunch. This looks like the key. Yes.
Oh, such a lovely suite.
In you go. Carpet's made to walk on.
Oh, it is like a dream. Oh.
Say.
Look. The drawers. The bags.
Why, sir.
All emptied out. Oh, Monsieur Bruce, everything in great upset.
Visitors, seems.
Visitors?
Burglars.
Oh, then you must...
And don't touch the phone.
I sent for the gendarme.
Don't want them. Sorry. I'm afraid the luncheon must be postponed, Faye.
Oh.
I must check through things, then report the matter in person to the company. This is something I wasn't expecting. There was nothing missing, only Faye, as I went as quickly as possible to the Copacabana apartment of Sir Giles Davenport. We both had an interest in bird watching, and this was really something for the fanciers. No one answered. I don't like waiting in vestibules. I have a certain pipe that is readily converted into a skeleton key. There seemed to be no one around, so I set to work. Easy does it. Just another little twist.
You are perhaps aware of something pressing into your back, senor?
I seem to be feeling something.
Then we will make certain. So, it is as sharp as it feels, senor. And be warned that it is held in the hand of one who comes from a long line of peons.
Well, that a fact,
eh? Indeed, senor. And it is a fact also that but two generations ago, my ancestors were complete savages. They killed for the delight of it, senor. Often I myself have such yearnings.
Interesting.
We both find it interesting, senor. I am interested in you most. You will do as I say, or in a brief moment I will use this knife as my ancestors would already have done. You will do as I say.
I'd dodged an arrow in the chest because I'd been on the alert. Now I had a knife pressing in my back because I'd been too casual. Operation Death Ray looked like coming to a sudden end.